You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Amanda Dixon. Tim has the day off. KSL's top story this hour. We've had a beautiful, sunny, warm week so far, but that's about to change. Temperatures will drop as storms bring valley rain and mountain snow. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with the details. Adam?
Amanda, it's crazy. I think we were pushing 80 yesterday, and we're only going to be topping out the mid-60s today ahead of potential thunderstorms and rain coming this afternoon and evening. But even more so tomorrow, we're getting a lot more rain, highs only in the 50s. Surprisingly, though, KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says it's not really uncommon to see a huge shift in the weather like this so late in April.
A storm system like this time of year is very standard for April in Utah. We can get these cutoff lows that bring in shower chances and even mountain snow.
And speaking of which, Matt says by Saturday, when this all starts to taper off a little bit, the mountains will have 6 inches to a foot of new wet, heavy snow. Live in Salt Lake City, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The Utah Department of Natural Resources is holding a contest to see who can guess how high the Great Salt Lake will rise this summer. The winner will get some swag from the department. The Great Salt Lake is currently the highest it's been in years. A pilot program to clean up algae blooms at Manaway Reservoir last summer is showing some promising results. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson reports.
Scientists from Blue Green Water Technologies were called in to treat the reservoir for its toxic blue-green algae blooms. These blooms can make people and pets sick and can even cause death. This new remediation method involves a hydrogen peroxide solution that stresses the algae out and causes the colony to collapse. And the best part? It also reduces carbon dioxide in the environment, and their solution dissolves into just water and oxygen, leaving no trace.
Scientists want to see how long the treatment results last. It could keep the toxic algae blooms at bay for weeks, months, or even years. People in Holladay are assessing the damage to their own homes after emergency workers blew up a pile of dynamite inside a home yesterday morning. Gary Williams lives next to the house that's now gone, and he tells KSL TV he is sad for the woman who used to live there because she lost her husband just a few months ago.
I really feel bad for his wife. And what she's going to have to go through, I mean, have to start all over again.
Williams says the woman never knew about the old unstable dynamite sitting in her basement until she discovered the stash while cleaning out her husband's belongings. The Holladay house could use some major work, to put it lightly. Will insurance cover the cost of the damages? KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston joins us live with more. Peter?
Amanda, the answer from the Utah Insurance Department is probably not. The dynamite damage falls under the category of hazardous materials, which the department says in a statement does not typically get coverage unless the homeowner pays a special fee or gets a separate policy. So hazard insurance could be an option. Forbes Advisor reports hazard plans usually pay for dangers that range from damage by a vehicle or even an aircraft to damage by riots or vandalism. But risks like earthquakes and floods usually need their own plan. The Utah Insurance Department says it's key to ask your own agent what's covered and what's not in your own individual plan. Reporting live from Salt Lake City, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story is now just getting underway right now. The Supreme Court is hearing arguments over whether or not presidents have absolute immunity while in office.
Attorneys for Donald Trump will argue that the framers intended for a president to face prosecution only after he's first impeached by the House and then convicted in a Senate trial. That argument was rejected by the district court judge overseeing Trump's January 6th case and by an appeals court panel. Trump's attorneys say without absolute immunity, a president may feel constrained. Supreme Court watchers say the justices may be interested in figuring out exactly where the line should be drawn.
Stephen Portnoy is there at the Supreme Court in Washington, and he'll be providing updates throughout the day.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.